At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
The only girl in the world. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. That's where I got my hot tub yesterday. I go, John, Riley, go on your walk. I need to go get in the hot tub. And then I know I have 45 minutes. Head right out there. Take a soak. There's nothing like a hot pool of water in your backyard. It's like, you know, it's great to take a bath once in a while. I don't need that anymore. It's great. Like, I always have a... It's like a
You have to make people leave your house in order for you to take a...
I don't want to wear a bathing suit. Yeah. I mean, John could have stayed. But Riley doesn't need to see that. There's like certain things you can never unsee. You know?
I mean,
You got those things in your head. You're just like, oh, God. You know, your kid doesn't want that. And you don't want it either. You don't want to see the look of horror, and they don't want to see you naked. Things you learn as a human. Anyway, Creative Energy. That's where I got my hot tub. I freaking love that thing.
I'd like
love
to
it.
Think that Riley would not be stuck with the image of you getting in the hot tub as a horror show for the rest of his life.
It would be, though. It's
it
your mom.
Be, it's
like,
not.
Imagine if you came out of your house some morning and Sandy was like, you know, because the thing is, you don't look good getting in and out. It's not like you know, gently walk into the ocean, you know, looking all fine. You're like, you're leaning over, you're reaching your leg over to get into the thing or to get out. Like, it is
you're ridiculous.
Not,
you are
no,
being so ridiculous. You know what photos, listen to me.
That.
You know what photos stay with me? Every time I see a freaking shark face coming out of the ocean and they put those photos on my internet all the time.
Oh, God.
That's the photo that, like, there it is. That's the that's my horror show is when the water's still, I see these flashes of these photos I've seen where the mouth is coming out and just, ah.
Now imagine you see your mom's boobs in there. I mean,
not,
come on. That would be the end of the world.
I wouldn't die. Trust me.
I had
me.
Naked parents like she did. They would get naked once in a while. And like we lived up on a farm, so they thought it was okay to get naked and walk out in the rain. And
is this Mario?
I don't want to ever unsee that.
No, it's
my
Luigi.
A Luigi.
Yeah, it's a Skip. My pops.
Oh, Skip was a naked guy.
Naked guy. And my mom was, No.
I grew up in a naked house as well. And it truly is not the right thing.
It's not cool.
It's not
it just,
cool.
It just isn't. Like, it's because here's the problem. It's fine when kids are little. Like, it really is. It's, you know, the kid, who cares, whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect them the same way. It's when they're like 10 and your mother's like, why do you have clothes on? And you're like, I just do and I'm keeping them. Like, and that was when that was it. I was averse to my mom seeing me naked ever again.
Your mom actually asked you, let's get naked,
no,
dude.
I can't remember why. It was like maybe I didn't want to change in front of her or something.
Oh, okay.
And it was very, I just remember being like, I got this like weird modesty thing. Weird for my family. Even actually, though, my sister and brother are also both not naked people. I mean,
well, maybe that's they had the same reaction as you. Be. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I feel like knowing that I didn't want to see my mom and dad naked anymore. And
I didn't either. And I certainly didn't want to hear my mom having sex, which also was another thing I had to deal with. Yeah.
That's awful. I heard my parents never having sex one time stuff. And I just was like, oh my God.
You say it like it happened with some regularity.
It happened with when she met my stepdad. They were newlyweds and they were doing it all the time. And
you're in there with a pillow crushed down over your head.
I would do that. I'd pound on the door.
You'd pound on the door and they wouldn't stop?
No, they did. Then they did.
Try to be a little quieter. Still, you know the squeak in the bed.
It's a lot.
It's gross. Yeah, our parents just ruin us for that. Like, it's when they're little, it's not a big deal. And you shouldn't make it. I also think you shouldn't make it a big deal. Like, if somebody sees their mom naked and the mom goes, oh my God, I also think then they go, oh, well, what's wrong? What have I done? Like,
well,
it's
come
fine
over
to
here,
just be
Corky.
It's a human body.
I have to pluck your eyeballs out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's it. You can never see anything again. Anyway, I just didn't want to do that to my kid.
Oh, right.
So
back
I
to the hot tub.
Yes,
so you sent him away.
I haven't even said what it is. It's a creative energy.
And you got naked, dude.
Yes, I immediately got naked, dude. It's just the best thing. He leaves today, by the way. That's it. I had to say goodbye to him last night. So goodbye, Riley. Safe travels. I'm sure he's not up yet.
Back to NYC with you.
Yes, back to NYC with you. Enjoy yourself. Creative Energy's Freedom to Choose sale. It's on now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. The thing.
Didn't say the stuff.
Score no sales tax or 0% financing for 24 months on hot tubs, saunas, and swim spas. It ends on July 15th. So take advantage of this. That's some serious savings. CreativeEnergy.com. Say hi to Cole at the San Rafael location if that's where you go. They have a few locations, though. You find everything on CreativeEnergy.com. Just love my hot tub more than I really thought that I would. How are you enjoying your hot tub?
So much.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
You're in it all the time?
All the time.
That feels like a no. You have kids, though. I totally get it. It's harder when you have kids. Because you want
to
just like
relax
in the hot
tub. You're not listening to me. I told you all the time.
Okay. This is one of the things that rich people get a lot of S for. And I got to say, if I was a rich person, I would also use my private jet all the time. Because I'm an ahole. So Kylie Jenner is getting backlash for flying her private jet to the wedding in Venice. So apparently, what are your feelings on this, Bob? You look like you have a resigned look on your face.
I feel very conflicted about the private jet thing because it's not like she can fly Delta.
No, she can fly Delta. She could get on.
You don't think it would cause mayhem if famous people were
famous
on flights?
People do use flights. I mean, so they sit in first class and they get their special treatment. They sit in their private lounge or whatever. But once they're on the plane, I mean, yes, it would be annoying for them.
Yeah.
But she could do that. Should she? Must she? If I was super rich, I'd be like, I'm not flying on a plane with other people. Come on, I got my own plane. I'm going to go on that. But it is unbelievable what that single flight did. It just makes you realize like, well, look, flights are going all the time. Commercial airlines, there's
24/7 right, there are, all over the globe.
There are probably, I don't know, I can't even estimate 5,000 planes in the air right now. I know more. I have no idea. A lot. This one plane. What? What are you laughing about?
The number is so hard. Like, 5,000 or more. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I don't know.
What
so
am
what
I
you,
laughing at?
What do you think the number is?
I'm going to ask Google right now.
Yeah.
What was the question?
How many planes are in the air right now?
Oh, thousands.
Like 5,000.
You're
doing
the same thing.
Yeah, actually, yeah, 5,000.
Do you think more or do you think less?
I think exactly 5,000.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Exactly 5,000.
On a typical day, there are between 8,000 and 20,000 airplanes in the sky worldwide.
Jesus.
There's your number.
So here we're talking about one plane, which was carrying three people. Well, plus whatever staff is on there.
The team.
Oh,
if
right.
you have like 10 plus people on the PJ, I think it starts to be more acceptable.
Because the PJ? I didn't realize it was called a PJ, but yes. Now when I'm rich, I will call it the PJ.
I have a question.
Yes, dear.
Is this young lady...
Kylie Jenner.
Timothée's partner, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Is she actually featured on the Kardashian show? Like,
oh, yes.
Oh, she is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Then she does have to answer. Like, that's the thing. If you're doing a job where you're publicly seen and yep. you expect people to watch or participate, then she does kind of have to answer to public, you know, opinion. Or
she is subjected to it.
The ratings, you know, dip if they right. say, that's it. I'm not watching that anymore.
Right.
Which is a real thing. And
I think they're the bulk of their money. It would seem to me. I know that they make big deals for that show. And it's on Hulu now. Like the production level is 10 times what it was when it was on E. But they make, it seems to me like they make all their money off of their products
yeah.
and their Instagram.
Well, at this point, it is for their promotion. The right. TV show is to promote whatever other side things
exactly.
they have. But I didn't know if she was featured. The little episode I saw many, many years ago, she would have been a little kid. I don't even think yeah. she was on it.
She was on it when she was little, but not.
I never saw her.
She and Kendall were, I would say mid-teens when that show started.
That feels right.
And they were, and Kendall was already modeling. I think she'd already modeled, so she was featured a little bit more. But Kylie was, you know, I think she's the best looking one of all of them right now. Like of all the times that I've gone, oh, you shouldn't have done that to your face. I'm like, no, you did all the right stuff. You did great. You look fantastic. I just think she's gorgeous. Anyway, I haven't even gotten to the whole thing. So she owns a $73 million private jet. Mm. Just, you know, fun fact. Mm. That's how much a jet costs. A lot of rich people just buy a share in like a NetJets or something, right? So that they can, it still costs them, you know, thousands of dollars to take the flight, but they're a member of this thing. And so that's, they're part of it. So she flies private, her private jet to Jeff Bezos' wedding. And that single trip emitted the same amount of CO2 that the average person would if you drove your gasoline car around the world three times. That single flight. That's how much, it's something like 24 tons of CO2 from that one. Now, oh, that's exactly it. 24 tons of carbon pollution, the private jet. 12 hours of flight time, apparently spread across a handful of days. So, but think about like, I don't even know what that looks like. I mean, we're talking about carbon, like I just don't know what would 24 tons of carbon look like? Because these 20,000 planes that are in the air are all also emitting constantly. Greta Thunberg is very upset about it. Anyway, she goes on her private jet and she's, of course, there's backlash. Although if I were Kylie Jenner, you know what you should do, Kylie? just don't. I'm sure she doesn't read every comment that comes in on her, like anything that gets posted or any people that find out that she's doing, all she has to do is like not open her phone and she'd be like beautifully oblivious, just like rich, beautiful and oblivious.
Okay.
Thoughts.
I have a thought. If you think of flying as like when we take Delta or whatever, Spirit, as public transportation, then is taking your private jet the same as owning a car? Relatively?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Because like there are methods for us to, instead of drive, we could take trains and buses, but it would take a lot longer. Yes. It would be more uncomfortable.
It's way less convenient,
way
for sure.
Way less convenient. Yeah. And mm-hmm. then when you get to that level, and I don't know why I'm defending using a private jet, but I just can't help but think if I was a billionaire, when you look at your life and how much stuff you have going on and the responsibilities and the pressure and how
what your time is worth.
Yeah, your time is worth so much more.
Right.
I think that's how it starts to become more acceptable in your, how you start to justify it in your head, even as someone like Leonardo DiCaprio, who we talked last week while you were out about, he was getting a lot of backlash because he also took a private jet.
And he is a huge environmentalist.
Exactly.
That's the crap that he's getting, though, is that he's being a hypocrite.
Yeah.
So in his mind,
she's
though,
not. This is just who she is. You're
right.
Maybe he's justifying it because he knows, hey, like I spend this much time doing this much good towards the environment. And relatively speaking, in order to protect my peace, my time, my efficiency, this makes the most sense. And maybe he thinks it kind of like counterbalances.
And do you think that it's, I kind of think it does. And like you said, it's hard for Leo DiCaprio to be standing in line waiting to get on a plane. Like he's Leo, I've flown private twice and I shouldn't have because it's so convenient and awesome that it, you go, oh, these friggin' rich people, you know, like, but
oh, you'd say to yourself, never again. Going through the airport, the first time yes. you get to security and they say, I know you've waited an hour or 40 minutes or whatever it is, but I need you to take your shoes off. Right then you go, F this.
Yep.
I am not bending over in this right here, walking bare. No. Yep. Because you have the money.
When you fly private, you pull into a lot off the side of the airport. You drive up to the plane. You get out. They grab your luggage for you. You show them your driver's license, maybe. I don't even know. Whatever. I had to. You get on the plane, and then the host guy who was taking us to their place, he calls his wife and says, I'm running late. I'll be there pretty soon. Like, all the stress is removed from
Look,
it.
I think it comes down to, because we're sitting here defending this. And
I don't know if we're defending it or did. We're just, yeah, I'm just saying, I can't deny that if I was a billionaire, I would definitely have a private jet.
You're reminding me of this conversation I saw on video of Ben Affleck. And he was saying something to the effect, and maybe you played it, maybe I saw it on the internet, but he was saying something like, you know, the debate between, you know, the goal of being rich and famous. I tell people, rich. Be rich. Fame will leave you completely unhappy. You'll think it'll be great to be loved everywhere you go, but that's not how fame plays. And he's talking from experience and saying, go for the money.
Yeah.
And there it is. Like, there's a lady who still has to answer to people because she has a public persona and she's got products she wants people to buy. So it'll be interesting if the backlash is legit or not. I don't think it will be.
Oh, no.
But it's wasteful. We can all agree. It's wasteful. You flew a private jet to a wedding, to the most wasteful wedding maybe in the history of the worlds.
Maybe.
So, yeah, wasteful. Yeah.
But it's also wasteful for me to get on a plane and go to Miami, Florida for the weekend just for fun. And that's socially acceptable.
Yeah, nobody would ever think twice. Although that plane was already going to go there. And at least you filled a seat. I don't know.
The argument could be maybe it's more worthwhile to have a full plane but then someone might go, this is why you can't win. Someone might go, well, at least if it was lighter, there'd have been less, you know, carbon emission.
Let's just all walk everywhere. Yeah. Just be done with it.
It's the most human thing to get used to a standard and adapt to it and then not be able to go backwards.
Yep. You know,
we all do that in so many ways.
I was talking to my daughter who has gone in and out of certain anxiety, you know, and she seems to be okay with it now because we flew to Hawaii in February, but she has had times where she doesn't want to fly and she's scared and she starts to get like hyperventilating and whatever. And I was talking to her about, you can have as big or as small a life as you want. It can still be a great life. You don't have to fly. You can live in your town and have your friends and make, you know, build your life. So it is really just all of these options that are available to us are almost too tempting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I can see if you got the money and you're like, man, you know, it'd be really fun. But in reality, we don't need that.
No.
You don't need it. You could have a great life and have your feet be your only carriage. Hi, Bob Marley.
Nice.
You know.
But if you have a private jet, use your private jet. I don't know. I really feel like.
You're not mad at her.
I'm not mad at her because I know that I would do it too.
The end.
The end. Exactly. In fact, we're out of time.
What?
What's coming up in the news?
Hold on.
Boy, that took the whole break. I love that. I love thinking about private jets.
The end of work-life balance after these.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, our whole show whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Last Chance Lady Gaga tickets.
Ooh.
All this week, listen on the fives. Every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. for the code word.
Oh,
text that code word to our contest line 20357 for your last chance to win a pair of tickets to Lady Gaga on July 22nd at the Chase Center, plus a Lady Gaga merch pack, which includes her entire album catalog on vinyl.
Incredible.
Come on, kid, you want this?
Oh, so good.
Courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capitol Records, last chance Lady Gaga tickets coming up. Very soon.
Yeah, half an hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got a couple. Well, let me do the weather real fast. The morning clouds have already cleared out in the little, you know, patch of blue sky we've got here through our window.
Yeah.
So that's good. Should be mostly sunny, even if you have clouds still where you are. And high about 80. So nice day ahead. Nice summer day ahead, everybody.
Sweet.
And the days have been really good.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Really, really nice.
Just not too hot. Really, really great summer days.
We did get some texts about our last subject, so let me read a couple of these things before we move
this
on.
This was Kylie Jenner, private jet, $73 million jet, 24 tons of carbon.
408 pollution. Says, Sarah, do you know about JSX? You can fly semi-private for pretty much just a couple hundred extra dollars.
I don't know about that. Let me text John.
Here's another one, 510. Check out JSX, semi-private. Sometimes cheaper than Southwest. No TSA, free drinks on the plane, luggage outside plane 5 minutes after landing, board within 20 minutes of flight.
Oh.
JSX, everybody. Shame on me.
I'm texting John.
415 says, commercial airplanes contribute about 2.5% of global CO2 emissions, and private jets are a minuscule percentage of that. You guys are perpetrating a myth.
But we're totally
perpetuating.
Backing it
what am
well.
I saying?
We're backing it.
Tim the pilot here.
Hey, Tim the pilot.
That
Tim.
Was one way. She had to do a round trip. And just like Taylor Swift, she purchased a bunch of carbon credits to offset, which then plants trees and does other good works. It's not all bad.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't hear that. Yeah. Did you say that in the story?
I didn't see it in the story.
Oh.
Because it was a story about what a jerk she is. How dare she? I'll put any good stuff in there. What's a carbon credit?
We have a bunch of land where we hunt about 1,600 acres, and we've sold the carbon credits for it so that we will never timber them. The trees will always be there. And I think it was a government program, and they paid us some money every year to keep the trees.
To not cut the trees down.
And people do that. They buy parts of forest. You know, they just buy it, and it saves forest, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that's the planting of the trees is a big part of it. So that's a lot of companies, especially the ones that are probably hazardous to the environment, that's their offset.
Right.
Hey, every time you buy this surfboard, which is incredibly toxic to make, we plant a tree.
You're doing good in the world.
Over here. Bonnie and Sarah.
Oh, no. What do we do now?
Biggest perk of a private plane is no screaming child with a parent who does nothing. I just want to point out, this is from Robert in Baltimore.
Hey, Robert.
Wonderful.
Balmer.
I love Balmer. Him. What exactly would you like the parent to do?
Well, throw it out the door.
Squeeze
obviously.
That child to death. Choke right. it out right there so you can get your rest. Like
shake it.
I'm more likely, Robert, just so you know, to say we shouldn't fly.
Mm.
It's not working out. It's too much hassle. And the people who've paid for their ticket, I'm more likely to do that. Because I like where I live, and
then
I'm happy
kill
to
your
go.
Child
say, well,
to stop
I'm just. I mean,
cry.
What
yes,
are we
no,
supposed
actually,
to do?
Right. There's nothing you can.
When
do.
When your wife says, "I gotta get out of here," and there you are on a plane to Hawaii, and the kid's melting down. What do I? What do you do?
And that harks directly back to what I was saying about if you think about flying commercially as public transportation, like that person with that baby has every right to be on that flight.
They
suck
also
it
pay
up
for their
or
ticket.
Get a PJ. If you're poor, just say that.
JSX.
JSX, I'd never heard of it. Have you?
Me either. No.
Well, there you go.
I texted it to John, though. I'm going to hear about it.
John?
Is this something that we should talk about?
Okay, this is real quick. All I right. just got to tell you that the situation continues to be awful, tragic.
Yes.
No good news, really, out of Texas. A desperate search continues for still missing after the catastrophic flash flooding in central Texas, with one Bay Area family among them.
Mm.
And the death toll now stands at 104.
Oh.
So it's just tragic. And the family from Marin it's the brother of a former professional Giant.
Oh.
One of the pitchers for the Giants from
really?
The early 2000s. So that's really neither here nor there, but that is what's happening is they're continuing to look and pray, but at this point, it's really bad news.
How many people are they saying are missing?
It's in the air. It's changing regularly, but 104 is our death toll at this time, and it's bad. The quote here in the Merc is, we have to pray harder. I'm so sorry for the situation you find yourself in, but fingers crossed. Okay, we move on. There's a new trend, and I like this because I know a lot of young people today. In fact, I think even Bob has sort of, you know, mentioned, like, she wants to live a life. She doesn't want to be a nonstop worker bee.
A worker, a drone.
And I get that.
Mm.
But I felt like early on in my career, there wasn't a question. If I want this, I have to just say no to everything outside of this in order to attain it.
You know, though, I think about this sometimes. Like, I had a million jobs. You had a million mm-hmm. jobs. It wasn't until I found this that I cared enough about doing it that I was like, everything else in my life is secondary to this.
Agreed.
And so for a lot of people, they're at a workaday job and there they are, data entry, typing, you know, whatever, getting the lunch ordered. And they're like, I'm completely uninspired and I don't want to live this life. Like, I can totally see that. But it, you know, we had a calling and many people do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's, I feel like if you don't have that and you're just working a job just to work a job, it's a lot easier to walk away from or dream about something else.
I agree completely. But I think there are those jobs out there, whether they're in high paying jobs where they're saying to you, we're going to give you the money, but we expect from you this 16 hours or whatever. And they often are. And I know that
you we expect you to have that kind of life.
I watch people who work in tech. They finish the 6 o'clock comes and now they're taking calls from another part of the country and they're working into the 9 and 10 o'clock hours. They make the money and they'll retire young, but they're trading.
Is that the goal, do you think?
Like, I think so. I think you're trading in on your and youth and hoping energy. To be done by 45.
Mm-hmm.
If you know, you don't make a bunch of kids and create a new situation for yourself.
These kids continue to cost so much money.
They do cost money.
And college is
according
coming.
To the Wall Street Journal, there's a surge of job listings that specifically say, we're not offering you any life balance. We have a ton of work to do.
Oh.
So that's what we're offering you. You want to come work and make money?
Great. We have that.
You want work-life balance? We don't have that. The postings may say they're looking for someone who can keep up with an unrelenting pace.
Oh.
Or that they want someone who's eager to be in the office as much as possible. They may also stress long hours, a competitive business environment, and the importance of hustle. So I don't know how this will go for the companies, but I know the people who want the money are probably going to say, I'll trade.
Yeah, that is, but it's better to be honest about that. And like the expectation is really high and we're going to pay you well for it. And then at least you know what you're doing getting into it. And you could say, okay, let me give this a couple years and save all my money and then go tour the world with my backpack.
I do think often when I hear people, you know, they're grinding on their work life or the amount they're of pile they're under. That's what the money is for, though.
Yep.
That's what the money's for.
Right. If you're working that hard and under that pile and you're not making good enough money,
quit.
You do something else. It's got to be worth it. There has to be. That's the balance.
You know,
the
I money, remember. I want to say the book is called The Firm.
Yes.
But first year law associates, you know, that first year out of law school.
Right.
They, and actually the same happens to doctors where they just bury them.
Yep.
And the idea is, well, if we will weed out the ones who don't want to do this and also we'll get these people, they'll build up a stamina that they can handle the hours once they're established.
Right.
I don't know if that's the right way to do it, but that's the way it is done.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, these in the Wall Street Journal, they say they're testing the limits of what they can ask of their employees, knowing how hungry some people are to work, while there are others that aren't
right
and happy to say,
that's all right.
I got a family trip.
Mm.
Yeah.
I need to.
For now, these postings are popping up and they are getting
filled.
They're getting filled.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, if you're honest about it and it pays well.
Most dogs don't get to make decisions. Well, I mean, they do, but not big
what
ones.
What do they decide?
Well, they decide I'm going to poop here versus there.
Oh, that's not just like it just happened.
I'm going to do a little tinkle here, but I'm going to save some because I may want to tinkle over there as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to get in your bed. I want to lay on your couch.
Sure.
I wanna, yeah.
But they're mostly, they eat the same meals every day. They're not fretting over acceptance into college. There's not a lot of fretting.
Yeah. Not a lot of stress being a dog. Well, for most dogs.
Dog owners, on the other hand, make 27 decisions per month based on their pet.
Oh, that
makes sense. And this is an important thing for you to hear if you're considering getting a dog. There's a lot of work, a lot more work than you even know.
And beyond the work, just responsibility. Just someone's got to get home and whiz that dog.
Now, you will talk to some people, myself included, who will say that relationship becomes so important and it's so good for your heart and your soul and all this stuff. But you'll also say, I can't stay tonight. I got to go home. My dog needs to be fed and walked.
Yep.
And I know what I'm turning down. Yes, I know that.
It's very inconvenient. You don't need to rub it in.
I would love for you to follow me to my house if you want, but I got to go because I got to do this stuff.
I'm going to start bringing my dog over. It'll eat my cat. Well, it's a chance I'm willing to take.
You ever had to do that?
Oh, I did it last weekend.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I was at a friend's house.
What friend?
The Gabers.
Oh.
And,
I thought it was going to be like a fun
friend.
No,
and we were just all hanging out, having fun. We were going to watch fireworks there. And then
I think we're talking about two different things, though, that we're turning down. Mm-hmm.
Turning down a fun time. Oh,
yes. No.
I feel you. I mean, that does suck having to leave the party early because your dog's got to pee, but
I was,
it's not the kind of party we were talking about.
No, I was talking about, never mind.
Yet.
You don't know. Okay. Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, anyway, the average dog owner supposedly cancels social plans 4 times per month because their dog can't go or whatever the scenario may be. They typically cut plans short 6 times a month. Dogs can also impact their owner's work routine and work location, especially if they when they have flexible schedules. I've seen it, and it always turns my stomach. I saw this poster of a dog. It was a picture of a dog, and the person had written, "Relocating for work and can't bring my dog. I'm looking for someone to take her. Call this number." And I just thought, I feel like that's so unacceptable.
I can never leave my dog.
Yeah, it's
I'd leave the job.
It. Like, you've got to figure that out. And well, yet,
it's all kinds of people.
They're family.
They are family, but it is a hard thing. Like, you really are taking on a lot of responsibility.
Keep
I think
that
that's
in mind.
The point of the story I'm trying to get across is the relationship's profound.
Yeah. It's a great excuse to get out of someplace, though.
Or you could just say no. Or
but if
I'm
you had
leaving.
To, or there was too much pressure, you could be like, yeah, I got to go. I got to feed my dog.
Anyway, and you've got Fred now, and you've done a wonderful thing by rescuing Fred from dog jail, and you had to leave the Gaber's party. Is that what you were telling
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I have to do that. All the, every time I'm anywhere, I've got to be home to feed the dog. Like, he needs to eat at a certain time. And every morning on a weekend when I'd rather sleep in a little bit, guess what? I got to get up because the dog needs to go to the bathroom, and I'm not going to make it suffer.
Right.
The dog matters.
Right.
You've accepted the responsibility.
I love him.
I know you do.
That's good. I think I'm super proud of you for having done that. You rescued a dog from jail. And that dog now has a home and is chilling right now as we speak.
He's got the best life. He's laying in my bed right now asleep, I guarantee you. Because I hear him run out of the bedroom every time I come home.
Oh,
I open
God.
The door and I hear
him. Oh, he's here. Oh, he's here.
Because I have those beads for my door. I hear the beads rattle and I'm like, yeah, he's laying in bed.
You got hanging door beads?
Yeah. Where do we get those? At Pier One or something?
Yeah.
Oh, Cost Plus.
Costco or Cost Plus. Yeah. Yeah, because I have a loft, so it's not built with I had to build out a bedroom and a walk-in closet for me in the loft, so it doesn't like have a door. It's just an open area, so we put some beads up.
That place sounds super cool.
It is.
And you're going to be right next to the surf pool or whatever they're going to call that thing
yeah.
that goes in.
Yeah.
Is that, you said the thought of Alameda?
It's going on. It's going down in Alameda. Mm. It's going to be I'm going to go a lot.
I can't wait to hear your review. I think they should advertise on our show.
That would be smart.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts.
Hawaii fast, state fast, fish fast, is the...
Say it.
Humu humu nuku nuku apu'a'a.
Yes.
It's also known as the reef trigger fish.
Ah. I'll be calling it the reef trigger fish going forward.
Oh, dude. Oh, my goodness. The shortest street in the world is Ebenezer Place in Scotland. The street is 6 feet, 9 inches long, and has one address.
Qualifies as a street, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's got to be some weird shaped buildings right around there. Ebenezer Street.
Approximately 75% of the tornadoes in the world happen in the United States.
Really? I'm very surprised to hear that.
I am too.
We're just set up for it. It's the plains. The wind gets a whipping.
You know, I've been seeing, because I look at Instagram, and even though I try to not open it as often as I maybe instinctively... when I do, I will find myself death scrolling, and the tornado things are so impossible to not stare at. The one I saw yesterday was this black cyclone right next to a house, and it's on the move. And it's moving, and it's not hitting the house.
Oh my God.
By feet. Mm. And I'm like, I have to see, how does this end? And that's like the Instagram, like there you are going, I can't walk away until I find out if that house goes up.
And well, you just had a huge tornado go right down your main street.
Which is not supposed to happen in California. Very weird.
Weird. And it did a ton of damage.
Yeah. No, in fact.
When was that? December?
Yeah, I don't remember. The middle school that I pass daily still has damage to it from the tree that tornado knocked down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What can you do?
Nothing.
Nothing you do.
Nothing.
Tornado. You try and stop it.
Suck it up.
Yeah. It's got to be some way to get something for it to hit into and just be like, contained. It's contained. We have containment.
Regarding the plane comment, so you all collectively didn't apply and say an attempt to handle a screaming child. Instead, you all went polar opposite.
No, you should try to soothe your kid. There's no question that I have been the mother on a plane with a kid who is just wailing, and I did everything I could to keep that kid quiet, but everyone was still mad.
In the end, there is like, there is only
short
so much you can,
them,
yeah,
yes.
There's, I mean,
short of suffocating them.
Unlike being in a movie where you kid cries, you get up and walk
out.
You get
out up and leave.
Immediately. Yes. Like, I'll just be out here. You guys, sorry for this, you know, the 1 second disruption, but I'll leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. There is no getting off the plane in a way where everyone lives.
Now, maybe we've just come up with an idea. Here at Odyssey.
Odyssey.
We have these booths.
Oh, we do have booths, yes.
They're like cones of silence.
They're called room, right? Is that what it is? Like R-O-O-M?
Maybe a plane needs to have one of these booths of silence where a parent with a wailing kid can just say, I'm being there.
Yeah.
I'm take this kid in there.
Right. But I always think to myself when I'm in that situation, and it's been a long time because my kids are grown now, thank God. It will end. It's going to end. Everyone's had the bad experience on the flight. And I've been, now that I don't have screaming kids, I'm always super mad when someone's got a screaming kid. And I'm like, I've been that person. So I try to be like, I've been that person. I have some sympathy for that person. But in the end, the flight ends and you all get off and you're mad and you were already going to be tired from traveling. Like, suck it up. It's life. You're on a bus. You're
put
in an air bus.
Headphones on.
Yeah, right.
Who's not wearing headphones on a plane?
Well,
or we got to get these cones of booths of silence on planes now.
I do like the booths of silence. I think that's a good idea.
Now, I would imagine, you know, it's going to be there you will be knocking on the booth of silence as the college kids are joining the Mile High Club and your wailing baby. Please, for the love of God, can you finish so I can get in there with the
bed? Use the bathroom like everyone else.
These kids today.
Right. And then lucky you, you're in a booth with your wailing child. So great.
In the room the college kids just did it in.
Yes.
Yay. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, my goodness. How much does it cost to be Denise Richards?
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.